before the break about what we're leaving for our kids. I don't know. We fight for it every day. I do. Ivy does. We fight for this country, for the future every day. Push back against silly ideas. One of those silly ideas continues to be this attack on gas and diesel vehicles. We like gas and diesel vehicles. We like electricity. We like power that we can use. We drive big vehicles. We have a pickup truck and a Suburban. So we like big vehicles. And yet the Biden administration is attacking these, trying to demand that 70% of all new car sales are EVs by 2032. And the real push begins in 2027. So, Ivy, I'll bring you back in. Look, sometimes we have a house in the northern compound, a couple hundred miles away, just over. I don't want to worry about whether or not my electric car is going to make it all the way north. I don't think you want to worry about that. We don't want to send a kid out. We've got a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
Want to send a teenager out with a car that may or may not get them where they need to be. I don't need that kind of pressure, do I?
Well, for me, an EV requires being connected to a power source, right? So if, for instance, say 6 months ago, we had a tornado go through not too far from here, and we were out of power for 4 days. If you have an emergency in that four-day time, and your electric car has no way of being plugged in and no way of receiving a charge, how are you going to get anywhere if you have an emergency? You know, I'm very anti-EV. I will never buy an EV. It is so required to be on the electrical grid. And I mean, I understand, you know, you need to go pump gas, things like that for another car, but I just think that it is silly to go to one method alone. Have a mix. If people want an EV, great, they can have an EV.
Hey, great. We a friend of ours just bought one.
But don't
one.
Shove it down our throats and say, you need to drive an EV.
Yeah, we have a friend that lives in New York, bought an EV a few months ago, says he can get on his remote control, call the car to him out of parking.
It's a Tesla.
Yeah, great. Yeah. That's great. That's nice.
They're cool.
Yeah,
but
I don't live in a place where that works for me. I live out in the country, and it doesn't make a lot of sense. And you handed me a story here just a little while ago. Fisker, based in California, built a pretty cool looking car.
They're
like $120,000, and all of a sudden they've got 4,700 of them sitting there on the lot that they can't sell.
Right. Exactly. First of all, it's $120,000. What is the percentage of people that can actually afford a $120,000 car?
It gets smaller every day with Joe Biden in the White House. I guarantee you that.
It's maybe 1% of the population.
Maybe.
Right. So, you have these other more affordable electric cars, but people forget that the power that's generated at your home to power the EV is usually ran by a nuclear power plant or a coal fire power plant or something else to charge that EV.
That's right.
Not only that, it's a big polluter. All of those batteries, you know how they say, don't throw your batteries in the trash. Okay, what are we going to do with all of these batteries that are dead after they get used in EVs? It's a big pollutant.
You can't put it anywhere because it's full of heavy metals and contaminants. You can't put it in the landfill because it leaches into the groundwater.
And they're a fire hazard because they catch on fire. Let's make the checklist of all the bad things about EVs.
Yeah, let's see here. Google, by the way, I'm just bringing this to your attention, this little something for you. I just pulled this up from my friends at End Wokeness, one of the great accounts on X. Google just changed its search results for bloodbath and its definition. Yeah, it's not a disastrous loss. A few mutual funds performed well in the general bloodbath of the stock market. That was Sunday, March 17th. Today, it is an event or situation in which many people are killed in a violent manner. They changed the definition so that they could try to make Donald Trump look bad. This is how dishonest these people are.
Joe Biden wins again in November. The Americans are in for a bloodbath.
Financially.
That's what he was referring to.
Yeah. Maybe
you might want to listen to the clip.
Yeah, the EVs.
I mean, it's available everywhere.
And the EVs. Oh, by the way, here's a little something for you. One more thing. Weigh in on this. What's my pronoun? Your Highness, I know. Never mind. Anyhow, the Senate Democrats in Michigan punted this week, if you missed it, on a bill that would have made using the wrong pronoun hate speech.
This is in Michigan, right?
Yeah, they took pronouns out of the hate speech bill. You see, all of these far-left wacko ideas, open borders, EVs, pronouns, you know, and identify however you want. It's all going away,
Ivy. It is a strategy to destroy America.
But they're losing is my point.
Well, good.
You know, they're losing.
It's for all of you listening and watching, I think that you can understand how stressful and tiresome this job can be every day, because it is a constant battle of, in my opinion, good versus evil. I mean, all of these ideas, all of this, transgender, blah, 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 on our children. It's one thing if you're adult, I agree. I still think that it's probably not the best way to go, but, you know, the sexualization of our children, it really is a concerning time, and it is exhausting, and I...
Defending ourselves against the invasion, mm-hmm. against transgenderism, mm-hmm. against the idea that America is a bad place, mm-hmm. Battling the race card every day, or climate change, the two things that explain everything.
Well, it's exhausting because the left has infinite money, and they have a very good machine that continues to put out their message every single day. And then we have like conservative outlets like ourselves get censored and
silenced.
So, and not only ours, but many, many, many others. So we're constantly in a battle to even get out the word. And sometimes it's feel like you're just, you know, there's so much sand being poured on your head and you're trying to get out of the hole and it's almost impossible.
That's how it feels. That's pretty good. Getting dirt poured on your head every day and fighting.
Yep.
And they keep coming at you from every direction. Ivy, thank you as always.
Thank you, Steve.
Greatly appreciate it. All right, we'll have some final thoughts after this. When it comes to investing, I'm always wondering, am I doing the right thing? And that's why I say you should always get a second opinion. This is Steve Gruber, and one of the people I ask about where to put my money is Nick Hopwood of Peak Wealth Management in Plymouth, Michigan. You see, Nick has over 25 years of investing experience and nearly $300 million under management. Plus, Nick and his team at Peak Wealth are fiduciaries, which means they invest in your best interest, not their own. Many advisors in the industry don't do any planning at all. As certified financial planners, the Peak Wealth team creates comprehensive, holistic financial plans based on your goals and what's important to you. Reach out to Peak Wealth for a second opinion today on your investments, fees, and to make sure you won't run out of money in retirement. By working with Nick, you can retire with peak confidence. Get your second opinion at peakwm.com/Gruber. That's peakwm.com/Gruber. Peak Wealth.